Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here with you every Saturday from 1 to 2. Today on the show, we're going to talk to Esther Kane. She's a registered clinical counselor and is a regular on our show. Always gives great information. We're going to talk about grieving today, and maybe that's you've lost somebody or a job. This time of year, it seems to be prevalent. She's going to give us some great tips on how to get through this stage in life, which we all go through. Linda Ferguson's also here. She's a designer and a personal shopper. Tips on how to buy that great coat this year, some great fabrics, and rainwear. Also, I want to encourage you to vote this Monday because it's Election Day. It's going to be a big one. Check out the election guide on CFAX1070.com. Listen to CFAX all day for all the election updates because it's your source for news. Joining me right now is Linda Ferguson. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you, Linda. And I love looking at your website because you always have such great blogs and ideas for fashion and trends for this time of year. Right now, you're talking about luxurious coats for winter, but I see in your blog you're talking about fabric trends. And, you know, you've been doing this a while, and you have such passion for us, and things come and go. What is different this year that you're seeing?
Well, it's really interesting because following the runways in New York, London, Milan, and Paris, there's a lot of this reminiscent of the Moroccan rug look. So the fabrics are all printed, and you know with a Moroccan rug, they're aged and they look, the colors are very, very deep. So those prints and patterns are very, very popular in Europe.
Oh, nice. So
they
kind
are.
Of, you know, and that kind of look is kind of boho too, isn't it? Some of those colors are sort of retro from the 70s, those burgundies and some of those rich colors.
Totally. And they fall in line with the colors that are in trend for this fall and winter, which, you know, we have the oak buff, the marcella, the Biscay Bay, all of those colors, they all play in very nicely.
So you can, and I know you love sort of having a statement piece. And so you can, you know, maybe dress that 70s style with the old turtleneck and some pants, and maybe that great coat is really your accent piece.
Totally. And the thing about a coat is that if you have a coat that's a classic coat, it really becomes timeless. And every year you can just update it with an accessory. And what we're seeing right now is they're belting coats. So they're taking scarves, they're putting them over the shoulders and draping them down past our waist and then wearing them with a big belt, which is really quite fun.
Wow. Now, you know, you're a fashionista. For some of us who don't know this, like, it seems like, oh, I could never do that. What does it take to kind of get to that point where you go, to heck with it, let's just try this out?
The thing about buying coats is that you have to make sure that they fit you on the shoulder and that they're a size that they're going to be large enough so that you can wear jackets underneath. And a lot of times women don't take that into consideration when they're buying a coat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the other thing is take your accessories every year, they change. So it's always fun to use those and bring the colors in. And right now we have gloves and scarves and boots, and those all have great colors. So that can really pop the coat that you have.
Now, what about if you're a petite too? Because, you know, sometimes you put a coat on and you know right away you buy it and you're never going to wear it again because you're kind of, you know, strangled in the shoulder somewhere. So you're
totally
talking about that fit. So is that where altering, you know, having alterations done comes into play?
They are. And the other thing, you know, right now there's a lot of these duster coats that are really popular, and it's a great classic coat. But for a shorter body type, it's not that flattering. So the idea being would have a coat that's shorter, you know, below the knee and a little bit more tailored. And they have the cocoon coats that are very popular right now and the wrap coats. So by cinching them at the waist, it gives you a much more flattering look.
And, you know, my friend Debbie is sort of my go-to fashion person is I've always bought bigger, thinking that makes you look smaller and not belted. But it's the opposite thing, isn't it, kind of, Linda?
It is. It's a visual thing. So I often tell my clients, everybody has a waist, regardless if it's not the waist that you think you want. Everyone has one. And when you draw it in and it's smaller than your shoulders and your hips, it is visible to the human eye. So that's where the big belts come in. They're just, you know, it could be a great funky piece, and it could tie in with the same color as your gloves and your boots, which makes it a real trendy look.
And really classic looking.
Totally.
You're talking about Harris tweed, and you know, my mom had a Harris tweed. Tell us a little bit about the history of that and how they've kind of upped it this year in the trends.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, it's been around for centuries, and people are not aware that, you know, how the Harris tweeds are made. And it's just something that you have to be aware of when you invest in a Harris tweed or any quality product, that it takes a lot of time to manufacture them, and therefore that's where you'll pay a hefty price. But the benefit is you will have that garment for decades, so it has paid for itself, and it weathers very well over time.
Right, and what are they doing to update it now? It was always, was it black and white, the Harris tweed?
They were, and they've infused some colors in it and some brighter prints and things like that. So that makes it a little bit more fun to wear if you're a person who is your color palette is different than to someone that who is a winter color palette.
And I find that, you know, with a coat this time of year, they really can become, you know, your look, and there's so many great styles. How many kind of coats do you need, and investment, how much should you put into each one of them?
That's a good question. Because what happens is I have many coats, but they all have a different function. So, for example, I have a coat specifically for walking the dog. And that is a coat that has to be big and loose, pockets for the bags. And, you know, so it has a function, right? And then you need, like, of course, in our climate, we need a raincoat. And it has to be a great raincoat that breathes. So because many of them, they're so rubberized, they don't even breathe. So it's important to look for a coat that will withstand, you know, a heavy downpour of rain, a good hood. And the other coats would be, so then if you're going out in the evening, what kind of coat would you wear? You would want something that's tailored to below the knee or mid-calf that you could wear in the evening. But you could also wear that to work and give it a little bit more sporty look if you belted it with a high boot. And then in the evening, you wouldn't necessarily have to belt it, and then you could wear a pump. So it's understanding the different applications, but a tailored coat with princess lines front and back with a little semi-belt with pockets, you know, and a contrasting collar really is one of the best investments you'll ever make, because you will have it for years.
Should you have that have great lining that's maybe got the great patterns to it, but keep the outside color fairly neutral so it does last for years?
You could do that. And also the quality of the lining will also make a difference on the end price of your garment. Because a lot of people don't understand that there are many linings that have a felting behind them. So it adds for better warmth, and it also adds for better comfort and airflow when you're wearing the garment.
It's kind of like a drapery, right? Sometimes
totally.
To get a better drape that's got some lining instead of a cheap panel.
That's right. And that all adds to the weight of the garment and how comfortable it is if you're wearing it for a long period of time.
Now, the other thing too, Linda, is you actually design coats for people. You've got some beautiful examples. Now, you take everybody's measurements. That must be unbelievable to have a coat that's custom made for you.
It is, and it's one of those things that, you know, you want a specific garment for a certain function and you can't find it, so that's when women come and see me, and basically it's just something, it just fits all of their needs, and of course, they get to have fun and have different colored collars and cuffs and funky lining, so, you know, that's where you can play, you know?
Now, what a great gift that would be for someone for Christmas or for a birthday or anniversary, a custom-made piece.
Totally. Yeah, really personalized.
Oh,
really
nice.
Personalized.
Okay, now I encourage you to call the show to 250-386-1161 or *1070 in your cell. If you have questions, talk at cfax1070.com. Whether you want to ask Linda something or in our next segment, Esther Kane, you are welcome always to join in the show. Back in 2 minutes with Linda.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Do more, gooder. Do more, get gooder. Do more, you get better. Do something more, you get better at it. The more you do something, the better you get at it. With over a million hours of combined training nationwide, our Ford-trained experts will help find tires that fit your Ford perfectly, based on your vehicle, driving habits, and local conditions. Plus, they won't be undersold on tires. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. See participating store for details.
What's one of the largest purchases you can make for your home? Flooring. Let Pacific Coast Floors Carpet One help you make a healthy decision. Choose their healthier living carpet installation system. They even carry a hardwood floor that purifies the air, called Pure Genius. It's like having three trees right in your home. Visit PacificCoastFloors.ca and ask about their beautiful guarantee at 2374 Millstream Road in Langford.
Pacific Coast Floor Coverings.
Aren't we lucky? We get to live with the Pacific Ocean in our front yard. It's a gift, but it's a fragile one, easily destroyed by carelessness and greed, by one spill from a single foreign oil tanker. I'm Arthur Black, longtime host of Basic Black. On October 19th, I'm voting to defend our coastline, to build stronger communities, and to keep this beautiful corner of Canada green. On October 19th, I'm voting to re-elect Elizabeth May.
Authorized by the official agent for Elizabeth May.
With 25,000 air miles reward miles, the sky isn't the limit. Columbia Fuels is giving you the chance to win a grand prize of 25,000 air miles reward miles when you sign up for a home heating oil account. Air miles are not just for travel. With so many options, it's easy to get the reward you want. Refer family and friends for more chances to win. Visit ColumbiaFuels.com/win. Terms and conditions apply. Contest closes December 15th, 2015.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. If you want to know more about me or my guests, please contact me, lifestylepattymack.com. And just before we get into the next segment with Linda, I want to talk to Josh a little bit about what's coming up here on CFAX. Today, some Lions, tomorrow Seahawks, and then, of course, elections. So, Josh, what's up today?
That's right. Well, today, kickoff at 4, pregame at 3 p.m., we got the Lions playing in Edmonton. They're playing the Eskimos.
Beautiful.
Tomorrow, we've got kickoff at 1 p.m. The Seahawks are playing the Panthers.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good game.
I hope they win. And I just want to do a shout-out here. We went to the West Shore Rebels banquet last night. And, you know, Josh, you know from doing the show and working at CFAX, the community involvement, and they're helping with Santa's Anonymous.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the volunteers that do this stuff for our kids, for our community, blows me away. And we've got to thank so many different people that help sports and help everything in this community.
Absolutely. They do a great job. And then, so yeah, we've got the Seahawks at 1 tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, puck drops at 6 for Canucks and the Oilers.
Wow.
So Vancouver and Edmonton again.
Got it all.
And one then, in CFL, one in
and
NHL.
Then Monday, of course, is a very big day. And you got to make sure you go and vote because this is a really important election.
Indeed. Polls are open from 7 to 7 on Monday. Mm-hmm. And if you've got your nifty little voter card in the mail, says where to vote, use that to get on the bus. You can use that to get on the bus, get to the polling place and back. So that's yet another
good tip.
Benefit, right? Yeah, if you're...
Need an incentive, there you go.
Indeed. You don't have a car, you don't want to walk. It's like, hey, save your cash, save your bus tickets, just use your voter card.
Tell them Josh told you.
There you go.
And listen to CFAX, of course, for all the latest on that day, because it's going to be a really interesting day. Thank you, Josh. Joining us now is Linda Ferguson again. We're talking about coats and winter and fall. A little bit more now about fashionable rainwear that actually keeps you dry. And sometimes, you know, I think the wet coast, we get an image that we just wear, you know, sort of drab things. What are you seeing and what kind of things can we suggest to keep dry? We're a little, you know, it's not quite as bad as Vancouver here as far as rain, but we do need things that are rainwear, you know, keep us dry.
Totally. One of the really cool coats, like, of course, a trench coat, it's a classic, and you can buy them practically anywhere. They have taken that trench coat look, and they have a New York trench. And a New York trench is a coat that is so, it's just above your knee, and below your, in the middle of your thigh. So if you're standing and you put your arms down by your side, it'll be about at your fingertips. And that's what they call the New York trench. Mm. And then they've also taken the trench coat and they've turned it into a jacket. So it's a jacket trench. But as far as keeping dry, they have this great hooded cape, and it's called the Lafayette cape, which is very, very cool. And the other one that is really popular is the Angel Sheer raincoat. Now, have you seen this one, Patty?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, so this is by an outerwear company, and they literally, it's sheer, so you can see right through the garment. So you can see what you're wearing on, as far as your clothing goes.
If you have your pajamas on, you're in trouble.
Totally. And they can see what's in your pockets. It's got these huge patch pockets.
Oh.
But it has really become a fun item. And, similar to the umbrellas that you can see through.
Oh, Josh has actually got it up right now. Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very cool.
I think I had one of those when I was a kid, maybe. Didn't we call them Macs in the day?
Yeah, wow. little ones like those. But it, again, just fun rainwear, so it's not so black. So many of the outerwear manufacturers, they have really injected color into rainwear. So because when it's dark and gloomy outside, it's really nice to put on something bright.
Absolutely. And, I've been looking at all these forecasts for across the country, and everybody always, and keep it this way, Canada is so cold, and we like to keep our secret that we don't have that same huge problem that it's going to be snowy and horrible all winter. But the rain can get a little drab. So I think a little pop of color or a little something fun to wear, does add to our day for sure.
Totally. It can. It can be a great day just because it's raining outside. You don't have to wear black and gray.
And so let's talk about that length, too. When we, that one New York one, you're saying it does come just sort of to the fingers, the knuckles. But
right.
That's sort of trend-wise, you sort of keep it a little higher, right? Because I always have the sleeves are way too long and I kind of have to roll them up or have them altered. What is an ideal kind of length? Is it like a man's suit jacket?
It is. Anything just below your fingertips to your knee. They used to call it a car coat. And every decade, somebody else comes up with a different name for it, right?
I love the car coat.
But it's perfect for in and out of a vehicle, hence why it was called the car coat.
Yeah.
And it looks great with a skirt. It looks great with jeans. It looks great with pants. So it really has a lot of application. So it is a very safe length for about everybody. And as far as the sleeves go, many women's sleeves are always too long, mm-hmm. and they all should be altered because it shouldn't go beyond your your wrist knuckle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it looks sloppy then, doesn't it?
It looks sloppy, and it looks like it's too big for you.
Yeah. Let's talk about moto jackets, too, because those are sort of big this time of year, or they have been for a few seasons. Colors are changing slightly. Sometimes there's some, lighter colors. You can buy these that aren't in the faux leather. Do you want to invest very much in these jackets, or are they just sort of a trendy thing?
They are mostly trendy things, and they're fun pieces. And, we now have Simon's that just opened in Vancouver. And it's a great store that originated in Quebec City. And they have really affordable, trendy, fun pieces. So as far as a shopping destination on the mainland, Simon's is really a great place to do that. And you can also shop online. So I tell people if you can't find, what you need right here in your neighborhood and you don't have a lot of time, shopping online is a great option.
Now, tell people what you do as well, because you help people, whether it's designing clothes or shopping. Tell people how to get a hold of you and what you can do for them.
Yes. So what I do is I help women figure out what their body type is, and then I educate them on the best clothing styles that enhance their particular body type, because dressing well is all about line, proportion, and balance. And then learning if you're a summer or a winter color-wise, what colors look best on your skin tone, because that determines what colors we are. So that's really helpful, and that's just a jumping off point. And then I go into image and wardrobe consultations, organizing your closets, pulling pieces out that don't work and including pieces that do. Because women shop emotionally, mm-hmm. men shop strategically. Mm-hmm. And it's teaching women how to shop strategically to build a wardrobe. And then you invest in good quality pieces and they should last you for years.
Yeah, not just that emotional, you grab something
correct.
That day and, you spend money, good money, for something you don't even like that much.
That's right. That's right. Because women usually don't have a plan when we're going shopping, because we're usually attracted to something because it's colorful or it's on sale, and we'll buy it and then we bring it home and we don't have anything else to match it with.
Yeah. And, I know you have the different body types on your website, Linda mm-hmm. Ferguson Designs. And I love some of these new ads that are encouraging women to just go for it and love their bodies. And I know that's hard to do, but we all have squidge and bidge and spots we don't like, right? But, we have to embrace that a little bit and just be thankful for that we have a body.
Really, at the end of the day, it's really, being grateful for what we have today. And just because it's not about losing 20 pounds. It's really working with the body we have right today,
yeah.
making it look lovely and feeling good about yourself. Because when you have a garment on and you feel really well-dressed, you're empowered. It's liberating for women.
Absolutely. I think the next time you're on, we're going to talk a little bit about holiday wear for Christmas. Let's just talk a little bit about vacations. So some people may be going on a vacation. What are some of the essential things, maybe a bathing suit that you need to take if you're going on that cruise?
Oh, well, this is interesting because when I travel, I try to eliminate as much jewelry as possible and bring scarves. Mm-hmm. Scarves are one of the best things to bring when you're on a cruise or in a warm climate, because if you have a square scarf, you can use it as a wrap. You can use it over your shoulder as a shrug. You can tie it. It has so many applications. And then it's also light in weight, so you're not carrying all that luggage. And especially when you go through the airport, you have to take all of your buckles and belts and jewelry and all of
Lord.
That.
It's not fun. Yeah, that's a good tip.
Whereas a scarf is very, very easy. And so if you're traveling, the first thing is for airports is wear a pair of pants that has a yoga waistband. And it's comfortable when you're sitting on a plane for a long hours. And it's also, it breathes because if it's bamboo, But there are certain key items that you should travel with. And I also have them on my, I posted it. It's one of the blogs I wrote about traveling and essential pieces to bring on a trip, because most people, they bring, more than three pairs. Three pairs is the maximum amount of shoes you should bring. No more than three pairs.
and you don't want to overpack, because, you tend to, I'm the makeup person, so I love tons of stuff with me. And I pared it down, because the more stuff you have, it just gets, you don't enjoy your trip as much when you have too much stuff. And I can really pare the wardrobe down, but I found a lot of your tips really helpful. Give us an idea of a bathing suit. We've got 25 seconds here. A good bathing suit for a holiday for women that's easy to pack and easy to wear.
Well, a good bathing suit would be like a mallet that fits really well, and especially in the bust area. Mm-hmm. So then you could wear a long skirt or a wrap just around it when you're going out to dinner if you're on the beach. And also stick to a color palette. Black and white is a great color palette to pack with, and then add, you can have a scarf with some print in it that has the black and white in it, and that will give you some additional color. And it's very easy to pack if you stick to a color palette in the beginning.
Wow, what great tips. Linda Ferguson from Linda Ferguson Designs, thank you so much for all the great information. When we talk next, we'll talk Christmas fashions. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you after the news.
This Saturday, October 17th at Rona and Rona Home and Garden, scratch and save 15 to 100% on purchases of $75 or more. So come try your luck. Details at rona.ca.
Winter. Not everyone's favorite season, but it's not all bad. There's the first snowfall, ice skating, and the Ford No Extra Charge Winter Safety Package. You get winter tires, rims, and pressure sensors with the purchase or lease of select new models. So now Ford helps make winter just a little more bearable. A little.
Get a new 2016 Escape for 0% APR purchase financing. Plus, with our no extra charge winter safety package, it's easy to get into a Ford. For details, see Ford.ca/incentives.
This Saturday, October 17th at Rona and Rona Home and Garden, scratch and save 15 to 100% on purchases of $75 or more. So come try your luck. Details at Rona.ca.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. All the major party leaders are busy with the weekend packed with activity ahead of the election on Monday. The conservative leader, Stephen Harper, told a rally in Laval, Quebec today that the Liberals have deficits in their DNA and will only ruin the economy. In Burnaby, meanwhile, today, NDP leader Tom O'Care would not speculate on what he would do if there is a conservative minority, saying he has bigger plans than that. Locally, investigators now say foul play was involved in the death of a man whose body was found on Salt Spring Island last weekend. CFAX's Art Aronson has details.
The body of 45-year-old Joseph Patrick Burney was found by a recreational fisherman in a creek bank near Fulford Harbor on Saturday. Now Salt Spring RCMP say they're not giving up specific details, including the cause of death, to protect the ongoing investigation. They don't believe that the residents of the island are at any risk at this time. Mounties, though, are asking anyone with information on the case to step forward. Art Aronson, CFAX 1070 News.
Police have traced a threat made to Wilfrid Laurier University in Waterloo, Ontario, all the way to England. Police in London say a man has been arrested in connection with the threats that caused the university to be locked down yesterday. Metropolitan Police say the 22-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of malicious communications. Police say they continue to investigate with coordination with the RCMP. And Pope Francis has called for a Catholic Church that is far more decentralized, where ordinary members of the Church play a greater role and even the papacy is rethought. Francis issued the call during a ceremony today marking the 50th anniversary of the institution of the Synod of Bishops. At CFAX News, it's 1:32.
I'm Alicia Cormier, your NDP candidate in Saanich Gulf Islands. After 10 years of neglect by Stephen Harper, it's time for a change. Healthcare, childcare, our environment, all of these have been ignored. Now it's time for action, not advocacy. Let's elect a new government, one that will act on the big issues that really matter and stop Stephen Harper. Vote NDP. Vote Alicia Cormier in Saanich Gulf Islands.
Authorized by the financial agent for Alicia Cormier.
CFAX weather, it's a mix of sun and cloud right now downtown, 17 degrees, cloudy tonight, low touching down to about 10 degrees, and tomorrow cloudy once we get through a chance of showers in the morning, high around 15 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds, your next news update's coming up at 2 o'clock, breaking news when it happens on CFAX, it's 1:33.
CFAX 1070, Victoria's home for great prizes.
Enter at CFAX1070.com for a getaway for two to Seattle with Clipper Vacations. Tell us who you'd like to take and what you'd like to do on your getaway. This is your chance to visit Seattle with Clipper Vacations and the beautiful Mayflower Park Hotel. We'll also throw in a gift certificate for Savor Seattle.
Concerts, theaters, sports, and more. We've got your tickets. Details at CFAX1070.com. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're going to talk to Esther King, registered clinical counselor, author, and speaker. I encourage you to ask your questions. Talk at CFAX1070.com. Call 250-386-1161 or star 1070. Esther is going to talk about grief today. And how are you, first of all, Esther?
I'm good, thank you.
It's nice to talk to you. And you've been saying that grieving is something that, you know, comes up a lot right now in your practice. But, you know, fall tends to be a time we see a lot of people passing. But loss and grieving can be for many things, our jobs in many forms. Tell us where we start with grief, because it's such an individual thing.
Right. Well, I just wanted to share something interesting. I've been seeing someone that is a traditional doctor of Chinese medicine, doctor of traditional Chinese medicine. And anyway, she was telling me the reason I got onto this topic, that I was wondering why so many of my clients were coming in with grief. And she said, oh, actually, the fall in Chinese medicine is linked to the lungs, and that's the organ. And lungs represent sadness and grief.
Really?
And
wow.
Letting go. So the autumn season is all about letting go and grieving. So
now seasonally too, you know, that may be part of, is it seasonal mood disorder when you, people, the light changing as well?
It's really interesting because it does tie in with that. And we're getting shorter days now and not as much light, and people are definitely feeling it. And one thing that I suggest strongly is the artificial light, the LED sun lamps. There's many different kinds out there. The one I like is the light book, and you just put that 45-degree angle to your face in the morning for 15 minutes. That can really help this time of year.
That's a good tip. And you know, we're talking about change.
Yeah.
I think the older you get and the passage of time, whether it's putting away the lawn furniture or putting away that last decoration or whatever it may be, it's that melancholy. It's fun for the new season, but it's a little bit of being wistful, you know, and feeling the passage of that time.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting because it's summertime. We usually have a lot more energy. We usually eat lighter. We feel better. We tend to be healthier. We're more active. We're doing fun activities. You know, if you have kids, they're off school. You can do family vacations. A lot of people go camping and do all kinds of fun stuff. And then, you know, everybody, kids go back to school and you go back to work. And, you know, it's sort of getting back to the bit of the humdrum.
Absolutely. And then, Esther, if you've lost a loved one or there's other strife going on in your life, that can just add to it.
Absolutely. And it's just amazing how this time of year, I mean, I would say 80% of my clients this past couple of weeks have been talking about losses and grieving, and they don't understand why they're grieving now. So I try to just help them attune to the fact that this is the season of grieving and feeling sad. But the thing is that people, you know, whatever they're grieving, sometimes it's different losses. You know, sometimes it's relationships, jobs, pets, loved ones, all kinds of things. People don't like being sad. Basically, that's the bottom line.
Isn't that true? We
yeah,
hate
we
those times
like
when we're sad, and we want to feel good again.
Yeah. So I call it sitting with sadness. The practice is sitting with sadness. And people come to therapy, and I help them to sit with their sadness, which is very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to sit with sadness. I can't think of anybody that's comfortable doing that.
That is so true. You just can't wait to be out of it. You know, yeah. Hopefully you will.
Yeah.
When does it get scary for the people you deal with, for you know, when you're actually in depression, when
yeah.
your grieving has gone so far that you
yeah.
need some help?
Well, and a lot of people think that they're clinically depressed when really they're just going through situational depression, which is very different. Clinical depression is when you just can't get out of it, you know. Situational depression is because there's a good reason. There's something happening in your life that is really depressing and upsetting and sad. So I always assess what type of kind of depression somebody is dealing with. If it's clinical depression, that's a whole other a situation, and they might need medication, and those artificial light therapy is also very helpful for that. But if it's situational, the only way out is through. You have to sit through it, and giving people hope that if they sit with it and stay with it and let the feelings go through them, they will come out the other side. And they often feel like they can't see the other side. They think they're hopeless, you know, and they'll say to me, I've had a few people talking about feeling like, talking about death, not that they're suicidal, but that they're in so much pain that they kind of go to those dark places.
And, you know, the world goes by, and yet you feel you're missing out. And in a society where we want instant results,
mm-hmm.
I think you're talking about mindfulness, where you feel
absolutely.
It. And whether grief, you have to deal with it one point or another. And if you don't, what happens? You get sick, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And grief, well, as a therapist, the way that I see it is internalized grief. When you don't deal with your grief, you don't let it out, and it turns into real depression and anxiety disorders. So that is what I really help people get through, because a lot of clients come to see me because they have anxiety and depression. So if they're not grieving, I always check out the grief part. You know, is there some grieving underneath there? Because I had one this week where, you know, she was really anxious, and I knew she had an anxiety disorder, but I said to her, is there any loss going on in your life? And then her eyes just welled up, and she told me that her grandmother has severe dementia, just hit her, and, you know, it's very hard on the family. And then the tears came, and I helped her sit with that, and I said, how is it sitting with this? And she said, this is horrible. I don't like it at all. And I've been avoiding it for 2 weeks. I said, well, I'm helping you stay with it so that you can feel better.
Yes, I think that's great advice. And, you know, when it's someone older, you get a lot of that. Well, they're older, that, you know, this was a good thing. And it doesn't matter what age someone is when you lose them. When you love
absolutely.
Them, it's still painful.
Absolutely. And I'm grieving myself. I went to see my grandmother, who's turning 93 in England, and she's definitely on her way out. And, you know, my sister and I went to see her, and it was a beautiful visit, but she's lost most of her mental capacity. And, you know, I was all strong and great for a while. And then one night we left her, and we just walked out of my grandmother's apartment, and I fell into a puddle of tears right into my little sister's arms. I wasn't expecting that, but, you know, it's okay. It's hard to watch someone you love suffer. That's
yeah, and it's what you needed. And I think what you say that, you know, we sort of want to be happy. We don't want to be sad.
Yeah.
It really is exactly what people go through, you know, and life is an up and down, right? When we come back with Esther more about grieving and what you can do.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
At the Gluten Free and Allergy Gala, October 24th and 25th at Perks Rec Center, you can fill up on samples and goods, and speakers will fill you in on all the things deliciously gluten and allergy free. And join Community Living Victoria and two-time Juno Award winner Chantel Kreviazuk Friday, November 6th. It'll be a wonderful evening of music and stories of inspiration, and it's happening at the McPherson Playhouse.
CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Put on your best costume and running shoes on Saturday, October 31st. Weston Bear Mountain is having the Monster Run at 11 a.m. Walk or run 1K, 3K, or 5K. Each runner gets a trick-or-treat bag, and you may even get the prize for the best costume. Drop off a bra at the station on 1420 Broad Street in support of breast cancer awareness. On Thursday, October 29th, we'll be hanging bras all along Broad Street, and we'll see you there. And come to the Pumpkin Fest at Gailey Farms. It's open every weekend until Halloween. That's your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. Check out fairwaymarket.ca, a fresh new online service from your friends at Fairway Market.
Imagine a pencil pointing straight up. Now imagine an egg on the tip of that pencil. The egg spins and spins and never falls because it's perfectly in balance. This is your nest egg, kept in balance by GIC Direct. GIC Direct gets the highest interest rates on GICs and term deposits, a fundamental piece of any balanced portfolio. A protected nest egg, a balanced portfolio, peace of mind. It's easy to connect it, GIC Direct it. Learn more now at GICDirect.com or call 592-7707.
After 10 years of Stephen Harper, it's time for a change. Caring for seniors, healthcare, the environment have all been ignored. Let's send the Conservatives packing. Let's re-elect Murray Rankin and an NDP government that will act on the big issues that really matter. Pensions, healthcare, a national drug plan. Re-elect Murray Rankin in Victoria.
Paid for by the official agent for Murray Rankin.
If you're talking about it, they're on it. Saturday Morning Live with Mark Brenne at 6:30 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Esther Kane. She's a registered clinical counselor, an author, and a speaker. If you want to talk to Esther, if you can tell us how you got through your grief or if you need help getting through it, 250-386-1161, star 1070 on your phone, cell phone. I know it's very personal, it's very tough, but, you know, to reach out is the best thing. I had an email from someone asking about their kids. You know, I think when you have children, you can grieve when they're going through hard times. Nothing is tangible totally, but it's just sort of out of control. How, as parents, can you help them or give them advice how to sort of not be in that sadness, grieving emotion, you know, for their children all the time?
That's an interesting thing. I guess the key words there that jumped out at me were all the time. You know, that does sound extreme. You don't want to get stuck in grieving for your kids. And I'm wondering if it's more about worrying about your kids. Can you give an example of what you might
I think see? Emotional states when, you know, kids, the people that I've talked to, kids that are going through, you know, anxiety or problems that way, or through schooling not working out, or through life not working out. There seems to be an awful lot of this in the 20-somethings going on where maybe like in our day as well, but it seems maybe because parents are more hands-on now, seems to be much more focused on that and much more not enjoying the moments of lives because you're worried about or grieving what hasn't happened yet, maybe, or what you thought would happen.
that is where I think parents need to get spiritual. And I think they need to develop meditation practice. I can't recommend anything more useful than a mindfulness meditation practice. I've been doing it personally now for a few years, and I'm really into it now. Doing mindfulness meditation. There's Jon Kabat-Zinn is a wonderful author, and he brought sort of mindfulness practice to the West in the 70s, and he's just wonderful. Coming to Our Senses is one of his best books. And basically just learning how to calm yourself and find your own peace of mind as a parent, as a human being, every day to find your center and to get to a place of compassion. I mean, Buddhism talks a lot about suffering, that you're upset when someone you love is suffering, right? And in this case, your children are suffering. So what you meditate on is to end their suffering, you know, and for them to have peace. But you also, there's a loving kindness meditation, which is lovely, where you sort of focus on yourself first, compassion for the self, asking for yourself to have loving kindness and peace and all the good things. Then you extend it to the loved one you're thinking about, so your child in this case, and then to the greater world. And just even 5 minutes of doing this in the morning can really make a difference.
Right, and I think it's true, self-care. You do have to take care of yourself first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Or else you're no good to anybody. We saw Deepak Chopra last week,
and
it was fabulous. And you know, the whole room was, you know, being mindful and sort of in that state. And I do think whether, you know, however you want to frame it in your life, I think we do need something more. And I think getting that place where we can calm down. And there's so many thoughts in our heads all the time, and I'm sure this is what you tell a lot of your clients, that a lot of it is made up in our heads.
Yeah. And one of the greatest resources I've ever found is Gaiam TV. It's an online thing. You can get a subscription for less than $10 a month Canadian, which to me is worth it. I use it every single day, like twice a day. I do yoga classes. I do meditation classes. You can watch inspirational movies. It's got all brilliant stuff on there and so much about mindfulness. It's just a plethora of information.
And what is that called?
Gaiam TV. So it's GAIAMTV.com. And Gaiam is the company that produces yoga mats and videos of yoga classes and all this great stuff. And they're just phenomenal. A lot of the teachers are actually from BC and the island.
Well, we're kind of leaders in this. And let's talk about sort of natural ways that we can feel better if we're grieving or going through stuff or phases in our lives, because it takes many forms. What kind of natural activities, things can we do, supplements that will sort of get us to that next step?
Well, moving, being active, whatever your form of exercise that you most prefer, you know, whether it's walking, running, doing yoga, swimming, just moving the body is so important, and getting the serotonin going to the brain, which is a feel-good chemical. Very, very important on a daily basis if you can, and just fitting it in. Meditation, I can't recommend enough. Even if you can only squeeze 5 minutes in a day, most effective times are in the morning upon wakening, and then in the evening, maybe after work or before you go to bed. Focusing the gratitude list, 5 things that you're grateful for each day, making a list. Again, morning is good time, afternoon, evening, good time as well. And really focusing on your blessings. I think Thanksgiving is a nice time for that. I mean, that's the harvest time this year. You know, focusing on the positives. And just, I think, acknowledging that this is a time of grieving and loss for most of us. So just going with the flow and letting yourself feel the feelings, I think that's so important.
So be easy on yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And let yourself cry. Have a good sob. Watch sad movies.
Those,
you know,
sad
cuddle
songs.
Your pets.
Oh, okay, when we come back, talk to more Esther about grieving and how you can work on this and get some tips.
It's the last Saturday before we vote. This election is going to be close, and every single vote will matter. It's no secret our conservative plan is different than what the Liberals are proposing. We'll keep income splitting for families and seniors. They'll take it away. Our plan will lower your payroll taxes. The Liberal plan will raise taxes on the typical worker's paycheck by $1,000 a year. We'll expand tax-free savings accounts, continue your monthly child care checks, and bring in a permanent home renovation tax credit. Under the Liberals, these benefits will be taken away. And in their place, big government programs for special interest groups paid for by you. Our conservative plan will protect our economy, create new jobs, and lower your taxes. It's decision time, and your vote will matter. I'm Stephen Harper, and I'm asking for your support to protect our economy and your paycheck. And we'll touch base tomorrow.
Authorized by the registered agent of the Conservative Party.
With Smart Voice from Shaw Business, you can manage all your communications from any device with a single number wherever you go. At your office, at the job site on your tablet, collaborate over screen sharing, even video conference from the park. Because when opportunity calls, you should answer.
Grow your business with Shaw Smart Voice. Use any device with a single number wherever you go. Conditions apply. Visit shawbusiness.ca for details.
It's time to put away the RV. But you can let it rest in comfort by winterizing with Tom's RV Service and Supplies. They'll even come to wherever your RV is with their mobile service to make it easier on you. And check your roof and seams to ensure your RV is ready for the long sleep. See you again soon, my friend. Do it now, do it better. Tom's RV Service and Supplies, now under new ownership.
Good one, Josh. We're back with Esther Kane, registered clinical counselor, author and speaker. That is, of course, Elton John, Sad Songs. They don't always have to be sad, Esther. We're talking about grief, and what is the timeline for grief? So what are the stages, and how do we kind of work our way through it and know where we're at? Because it's sort of a pattern, isn't it?
Well, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, of course, wrote the treatise on grieving and all the different stages, and I don't have them right in front of me, but there's, denial and anger and acceptance. I think there's five of them. I'm sorry, they're not on the tip of my tongue.
But there's a pattern, and it's sort of something we can go through. And is there a timeline? Like, is it a year? Or
they usually say, like, if you lose a loved one, that it takes a full year to really feel like you're back to on solid ground.
You know, people say, "Oh, time heals everything," or "Time will help." How do we help people going through grief, going through hard times, and not say the wrong thing and try and help them?
I think people say things, you know, we all want to help people, and we're always coming from a good place, I believe. But sometimes what we say is not very helpful. So what I suggest people do is ask the grieving person, "What do you need right now? Is there anything I can do?" You know, sometimes they might just need meals. They might just need help with stuff like that, or they might just need you to listen or celebrate, you know, if their partner passed away, maybe the partner's birthday, they would like you to do a ceremony with them. There's all kinds of things you can do, and sometimes they're really simple.
And, you know, meals are a great thing to do, and just do it, right? Show up and leave at the front porch for somebody. Yeah. I think the worst thing you do is not say anything. My brother lost his beautiful daughter, Christy, and, you know, it's very tough when you lose a child and people go away. And you want to remember that beautiful person. And you know, by talking about it doesn't make it worse. You want people to be there for you.
We've become so sort of dissociated from grief and death. And I think, you know, earlier bands and tribes, we used to know how to do this. Yeah. I think there was a natural way of letting go. I'm reading this book called Being Mortal by Atul Gawande, I think is his name, and he's a surgeon. And he's talking about basically how we are avoiding death at all costs now in the medical system, right? And we're prolonging lives to this. You know, he said that in the old days, people knew when it was time to let you die. Mm-hmm. And when to let go, but it's you know, these sort of false hopes that we have. So much of that to me is about working on the emotional piece of letting go and accepting.
And I think a lot of that is celebrity driven. You know, when a celebrity dies, it's like, "Oh my gosh, can you believe they died?" Mm-hmm. Well, no one's getting out alive, right?
Right. Yeah. It's the one thing we can count on. We're all going to go through it. I watched this beautiful thing about Robin Williams, a tribute last night. It was so beautiful. And people were sort of saying, why? Well, he suffered from terrible depression, terrible, and he went into different addictions. And, you know, I guess I don't come from a judging place. He was in pain. He was suffering. Not that I think suicide is the answer, but it's not my place to judge either. He must have been in so much pain.
And, you know, my sister-in-law had cancer, and she was in pain, and she'd said, there's worse things than death, and she was accepting of it, and it made it easier for everybody, because sometimes you know, and they know when it's time, and we have to accept that for them.
Exactly. And a dying person, usually, if someone's terminally ill, they're fine, usually.
I know.
They're not the ones with the problem, it's us. So we really have to work on our own emotional issues, and what is it that blocks us from accepting where someone else is at.
And, you know, we're talking about things that make us, say, sad, but hopefully we can enjoy every day, be more mindful, tell people we love them when they're here, like your grandmother, and then trying to be positive, too. So being in sadness, but what else would you tell your clients or the people listening today that how to sort of make steps to get a little better every day, and I know the gratitude journals, other things we can do to sort of get to that next level and keep our minds occupied?
I think it's just focusing on your blessings. That's all I can think of. It's so important. I think the other flip side, though, of grief, if you really face it and sit with it, is that you do get a deep appreciation of the good things in your life, and you do see the blessings, and you can actually really reach out and touch those and experience them more. And that's what mindfulness is all about. Through sitting with whatever comes up, you also can sit with pleasure and joy and wonderful feelings as well.
You know,
and if you don't feel the grief, you actually avoid feeling the good stuff.
Well, I think it's that whole thing of when you do for others, it comes back twice for yourself, you know, when you help others. And when you go through loss, all of a sudden you're connected to the world, because then you know what that is like for other people, where maybe you didn't realize before until you go through that journey, right?
Right.
Oh, I've got someone here on the line. Just 1 second, Esther. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. You wanted to say something to Esther.
Yeah, I'm just going to be real short.
Yeah.
My dad quit smoking at 70 years old after 57 years of smoking. And I asked him on his 70th birthday, I said, Dad, what made you quit today? And he said, the Bible says, and my dad was not a religious person, but he said, the Bible says 70, that's 70 years. He said, I'm 70 years old. I won't smoke on God's time.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That's what he said to me. And he, 5 years later, he passed away, but he never smoked a cigarette after that 70th birthday.
Wow.
Bruce, thank you for sharing that with us. And Esther, you can hear that in Bruce's voice, that no matter what, our parents, our loved ones are always in our hearts.
Always.
When they're here, when they're gone, and that spirit's with us. Thank you so much, Esther. I hope if you're listening today that you reach out and ask for help. And, you know, it's tough to lose people, but I hope Esther's helped today. Thank you, Esther. Have a good weekend.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
To the rest of you, have a great weekend. Enjoy all the games we have for you, the elections. Thank you, Josh. Until we meet again, enjoy.
My name is Robert Boyd, and I'm your Conservative candidate in Saanich Gulf Islands. Our number one priority is protecting our economy. It's about keeping taxes low and lowering them further. It's about keeping Canada's budget balanced, protecting Canadian jobs, and leaving more of your hard-earned money in your pocket. Let's take this opportunity to have a voice at the government table under proven leadership. My name is Robert Boyd. On October 19th, I ask for your vote.
Authorized by the official agent for Robert Boyd.
CTV Tuesday.
You want me?
The Flash is threatened.
You're gonna have to catch me.
By a new menace.
Zoom sent me here to kill the Flash.